bait, Tiffany thought as they walked away up towards the high moors. She must think I'm stupid. I'm bait. Like in the old days when the hunters would tether a lamb to bring the wolves nearer. The hiver'll come for me, and she's worked something out to kill it. She's got a plan. I know it. They'd argued, of course, and Miss Level had joined in, and Mistress Weatherwax had come up with a deeply unfair argument. It was, you're 11, just 11. So what's Miss Tick going to tell your parents? Sorry about Tiffany, but here's what's left of her in this jar. The Feagles hadn't objected to her going to find the hiver, but they did object to not being allowed to come too. But as Mistress Weatherwax had said, this was true haggling, and there was no place in it for Feagles. They'd been insulted, Tiffany knew, and she tried to make a little speech thanking them for their help. But Rob Anybody had folded his arms and turned his back. It had not gone well. And now she could feel the hiver following them, but a long way back. It was still in the woods that hugged the mountains like a scarf. And at that point, Mistress Weatherwax stumbled.
Watch out! Dangerous loose stones on this path!
Tiffany looked down. There weren't that many stones, and they didn't seem particularly dangerous. You all right, Mistress?
Sound as a bell.
But she was wheezing slightly, and sat on a big rock. Just get in my second wind. Tiffany sat down with her back to the rock. How old was Mistress Weatherwax, she wondered. I notice you're limping a bit.
Do you indeed? Then stop noticing.
Tiffany went pale. She'd filled her pocket with random things and brought three fresh eggs with her. Getting the hang of a shamble was taking too long. It was stupid. So now she pulled them out without looking, wove thread around the egg like she'd done 100 times before, grasped the pieces of wood and moved them. Pock. The egg cracked and oozed. Toys, said Mistress Weatherwax, just sticks and stones. Have you ever used one?
No, couldn't get the hang of them. They got in the way.
Tiffany tried again. Maybe if she very, very carefully... Pock! The egg cracked. It always cracked. And now there was only one left. She sat back and looked across the landscape, and her third thoughts thought, it's not going to come near. Why? It knows Mistress Weatherwax is with me, she thought. But how can it know that? It's not got a mind. It doesn't know what a Mistress Weatherwax is.